I read the most unusual eulogy in my local newspaper last week. Award-winning Indian filmmaker Rituparno Ghosh had died suddenly at the age of 49. His friend, fashion designer Neil, started out by calling Rituparno him. Then halfway through the tribute, he quietly switched to her. He says in personal conversations about Rituparno, he and his friends would use both pronouns.
So when I decided to write the tribute, I thought this fluidity needs to remain.
Even if it confused people.
But the most important part was that he signified somebody whom you couldn't categorize in the world of sexuality as such. That was the beauty, and my tribute tried to capture that aspect.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Rituparno Ghosh's earliest films, like The Landlady and Crossfire, had women at their center. His last film was about becoming a woman. In Chitrangada, The Crowning Glory, a choreographer contemplates changing sex.
Chitrangada is conditioned to be a man. That's how she's brought up.
Along the way, Rituparno himself changed in front of our eyes. He shaved his head and lined his eyes. He embraced his sexual minority, not with activist zeal, but an almost matter-of-fact brazenness by just being who he was, with his Sunset Boulevard turbans, his flowing clothes, eyeliner, the dangling earrings. It was not a drag act. It was just Rituparno being Rituparno, articulate, erudite, just in a gender-bending outfit. Tongues wagged, says journalist Premankur Bishash.
I remember a headline in this page 3 tabloid asking whether he has actually become a woman or not.
It was an unsettling transformation for his very middle-class audience, simultaneously well-schooled and conservative, obsessed about appearances. Rituparno did not bite his tongue. In a television interview with a comedian, he ripped into him for mimicking him.
Karun, you never know where the humor comes from. I can carry off my jewelry with such flamboyance, it doesn't matter to me.
His audience might have cringed. But Premankur says on the grey Thursday when he died, the line to view his body was huge. Everyone came to pay that last respect to the filmmaker who had really understood the undercurrents of Bengali middle-class life.
There with little polythene bags of garlands some of them had sticks of rose, and they were like a lot of women, people like my mother, middle-aged women, in almost looked like they were out for their morning marketing. And of course there were people from the obviously LGBT community, a lot of transgender men and women.
At a time when rising acceptance of alternative sexuality in India has meant increasingly hard-coded labels, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, Rituparno blurred all the boundaries with his androgyny. It's for me to decide whether I will stand in the queue for men or for women or neither of the two, he once said. He also played queer characters on screen, the grieving gay lover in Memories in March, or both the theatre artist who plays women on stage and the gay filmmaker documenting his life in Just Another Love Story.
What I meant was, is your film focusing on his career or his sexuality?
Sexuality? I'm not doing an ad film in Viagra.
But his greatest activism was just being there on his terms, unapologetically.
In the later years, the Bengali society had this uncomfortable understanding with Porno Ghosh and his films. And they would, in a way, give him the leeway for being what he is because he is an artistic person. In a lot of spheres, Rituparno Ghosh would get away with a lot of things which you or me wouldn't get away with.
As I watched Rituparno's body being taken to the crematorium, the somber gun salute, the gushing tributes, I heard one television guest slip and call him she and apologize. Rituparno was unsettling gender, even in death, right there in our living rooms. Perhaps Rituparno Ghosh was having the last laugh. At the crematorium, after all, the incinerators are not labeled his and hers. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.